Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we start with the hack yesterday. Maybe a few of you have tuned in to find out exactly what happened, and what exactly happened is we don't know. We know we've been hacked, and we know that somebody put
ugly things. Is this
there.
You trying to excuse away the things you always say on the radio that you've been hacked?
What are you talking about? What?
This sounds like what people.
He like came in and said the same thing. Congratulations. It's your actions that led to this.
I started off there in a joke.
I know, right?
But I was just thinking he's saying he's... Are you just saying you're always hacked, like the things you say? Because
no, I'm thinking...
Your brain has been hacked?
Did you hear what happened to our station yesterday?
I don't think probably anybody did.
Yes, no, a lot of people did.
How?
Actually, a lot of people did.
What station?
97.5.
Well, I read about it.
Well, we were playing the Cowboys.
Oh,
the Cowboy game was on.
Oh, it was while the game was on. Yeah, people might have heard that.
Yes, yes. So, actually, we should probably explain it a little bit.
Well, go ahead.
All right, I'm trying to.
I know who was up here yesterday.
But you're blaming me for it.
Well, no. I'm blaming you. I thought you were saying, you know how when people write something on Twitter, and then they just say, oh, it's hacked.
No, this actually, we were hacked.
I thought you meant when you, the crazy things you say on the radio.
No, not that.
You're hacked.
No. The crazy things that were said on our radio.
On the actual radio.
On the actual radio yesterday.
I was up here.
You were.
I don't want to make myself a
This is not the tone that we were expected to deal this with.
No, we had an email that said, hey, let's just not, you know, just downplay.
And you were ruining it.
No. It said, actually, try to explain it. That's what the email said.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
I thought he said, hey, if this may
not
ask,
do let's keep it low profile. Regular jokey show stuff.
Yeah, what? Not that.
Why?
Actually, it
That's
should
how
be,
you
it
lighten
should be
the
different.
Mood. Well, I was actually up here yesterday.
You were actually
And up I did hear some noise and... And the guys who were moving all the stuff out of that office, they were up here, but they didn't seem tech savvy. They didn't seem tech savvy.
Here is our response. Our radio station was a victim of a cyber attack that put racist and unfortunate audio on our air that in no way represents our company, the radio station, or our employees. It's unfortunate that bad actors and evil people choose these actions. Whether it was senseless and random or intended and personal. We don't want to give this incident or violators the attention they're seeking, but we'll be working to ensure this doesn't happen again and appreciate everyone's understanding. Okay? Now, let's do what we do and talk some sports.
Not allow Lance to derail
us. Yes, and he absolutely... There is a solemnity
I just wasn't even
to this
gonna,
thing that he just
well, no,
destroyed.
No, no, no. I was not even going to... talk about it until later.
But then maybe you should read the email that was sent
to
you.
No, I did. And it seemed to say, let's just low profile. Let's not make a big deal about this.
No, we should have a response to it and tell people.
You guys are the first people.
Yeah.
We're first responders.
And it's really terribly done.
And Lance decided
we're first responders?
Hey, John, were you responsible? Yeah, right.
No, I did a hacking joke because anytime somebody says something crazy on Twitter, they say they were hacked. And he says crazy stuff for 20-plus years.
We understand the joke.
Yeah, we understand. Oh, this is not a laughing matter.
Chip Kelly got fired.
We were trying to be...
We didn't do any of this stuff.
Well,
did
Actually, we're somebody trying to be solemn, and we're trying to say, listen. Well, actually, the truth of the matter is, we were hacked, and it sucked.
Yeah.
What they put on the air sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we had nothing to do with it.
Apologize, but it's really not our fault.
And we shut it down, right?
Yeah, I suggested that we change the password from password.
I don't know if that's the issue.
Could be.
It could be. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Todd thought that wasn't a good thing to say, but I did it anyway.
Yeah, it's insulting to the people.
Right. Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
People can see you when you shrug your shoulders and like the security guard from Last Dance.
I just don't.
No.
It could be.
It wasn't. And AD took care of it right away. As soon as we found out, he shut it down and shut it all down. So hopefully they won't be able to do that again. But it was an unfortunate incident that was really ugly, quite frankly. And someone trying to hurt us badly in some way, shape,
yeah,
or form.
Obviously.
And one of our listeners.
Did you do anything while we were tuckering us around?
I was there longer than you were.
That's what I'm saying. Did you do anything after we left that might have provoked someone?
No, I doubt it. And Dez very funnily said, I know something Dell could start the show with this time. Remember we were talking about you being right about the Rockets and
right.
I mean Donovan Mitchell. She goes, I know something we could start the show with this time. It's like, no, we can't start with some of the clips from.
We're not starting with the clips.
No, from the hack.
The hack.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, the clips from the hack. We're not starting the show with that. Okay. That is not what we're doing. Actually, it kind of sucked. I got like text from people, and I was like, no.
I thought they
were joking because the Cowboy game was on. I said, that's not a hack. We actually air the Cowboy game.
No text messages.
You got none?
No idea. The only first time I saw it was when Raheel put something in Glory Boy's text string.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? Y'all got hacked? I thought, John got hacked.
No.
Well, I checked the ESPN 97.5 Twitter account. That's what I thought he meant.
Listen.
I didn't know a radio station could get hacked.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, I didn't know you could get into the software. I don't know. Well, I mean, it could literally be just anybody. This could be happening to any and all radio stations around the country. Anybody that you can get into. It could literally be some random.
It could be random.
Yeah, it's probably random.
You know what? Hopefully.
Yeah, it's probably random.
Hopefully it's
random. It's an ugly thing to do, and as the response said, an evil thing to do.
It was an evil.
The word evil was used.
Yes, it was evil. No, people are evil. And this particular person, very evil.
Yeah.
With the stuff that was said. It was ugly. Those of you that didn't hear it, good. We're glad you didn't hear it. But if you did hear it, you know, we're sorry that it happened. And we're sorry, but we're sorry, not sorry. We didn't do it. But hopefully we fixed it.
Hence the hack.
It's a hack. And this time a real hack. Not like, you know, Kevin Durant says.
Not a Joey Bosa, I was hacked.
Right.
Not one of those.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, man, Friday night sucked. Mm-hmm. The Rockets, for those of you who didn't watch the Rockets game, they were going along fine, and then they turned into last year's team where they couldn't hit a basket.
And Alpi just got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he really did.
He was trying too hard. You sensed that he wanted to really match what Jokic was doing, and Kevin Durant didn't close. You know, in two of the losses in this loss and in the Oklahoma City loss, the closer just couldn't close.
Yeah,
just didn't do anything to close. And
well,
I'm not trying to, but it is when you needed him to step up, because Alperen, whether it was turning it over or missing shots, Alpi had a lousy game, just a lousy game. And it's like Jokic was grabbing rebounds. I think he had 10 points at the half. And before you knew it, he was at 19 midway through the third quarter. It's just like he hits a switch. When you need some points, you need some assists.
Yeah.
It's almost like Jokic is like Magic Johnson, where he just does whatever what do you need right now? I'll just do that. Or Michael. And it's just crazy how he fills up a box score.
It was a total ass kicking. We had a few tour dates. Kevin Durant 5-15. We had Alperen Şengün 6-14. But we did have a great tour date. Reed Sheppard 9-13.
You almost won the game because of Reed Sheppard. Now Reed, they took Reed away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
they did a good job of kind of face guarding him. And you know, that's one of those things where it would have been nice if you had some old school Rip Hamilton, Reggie Miller plays where you run him off double screens and a catch and, you know, let him catch and shoot. It'd be nice if you just had that in there somewhere for Reed Sheppard. But that's just it. They don't, no one runs that anymore where you're running off screens. I'm sure the Warriors still do some of that. Wouldn't it have been nice to see Reed coming off screens instead of anything off the dribble or hoping somebody, you know, rotates off of him for him to get a shot. It'd been nice to, he was so hot that you just say, look, let's just run him off some baseline screens. Let's set some double screens for him. Let him try to curl, catch, and shoot. It would have been nice to have that in the repertoire, but it's so infrequently used in basketball nowadays where you set up plays for a guy to get a mid-range shot. That's just almost not heard of for a shooting guard anymore.
Yeah.
But he was
hitting
threes. He was making fabulous. In transition. He was getting baskets. He penetrated and got some layups over the tree. Like, he's really turned into a really, really nice player right now. This is in Israel, you're done. You're banned for life. If you can't come in on the good times, don't you even try to come in on the bad times for Reed Sheppard. Don't do it. I'm just telling you now. There ain't gonna be no front running radio. You know, we talked about him when Reed played bad, but the fact is, my wife always gets on me about the.
Well, I'm sure people can hear it because it's really loud.
I shake the leg. It happens when I got hacked.
Right, right. You got your hacked, leg, so I'm nervous. Leg got hacked.
My leg got hacked. No, I mean, if you can't, I don't want to hear. Don't come in when he's 3-for-12 one game. Don't even come in.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear from you. You're done.
Because he's been great. He really has been great.
He's been great since like game three.
So we're out of the Emirates Cup. We're pretty much done because Denver would have to lose two more times.
Did you see?
Everybody was 1-1.
We were in the group
in
of
the
death.
Bracket.
They called it the group of death.
Well, you got San Antonio, who was playing great, and us, and Denver, and who else? Portland, isn't it? Who else is in it?
Yeah, Portland.
Yeah. And they've been tough.
Was Dallas? I don't know if
but
Dallas
we beat, is we. Well, that was a tough game that they beat Portland. They pulled away at the end.
Yeah.
They
ended up winning by almost 30.
By 25, 26.
Yeah.
But it was a tough game for a while. But then, the Nuggets and the Rockets going at it on that goofy floor. I'll be glad when the Emirates Cup is done and we don't have to watch games on that floor anymore. Because it's really...
You don't have to have a floor like that. You don't have to be that obnoxious.
No, you don't.
To have the Emirates Cup.
No. So let's break and we'll talk NFL on the other side here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Because it was quite the day yesterday to talk a lot of stuff to talk about. We're not real. Because we didn't start with Shador. So we're going to have to get to Shador as soon as possible.
I don't need to be a real one.
Yeah.
We've done Shador talk for the last...
You're not a real one.
7 months.
If you don't start with Shador's win.
Yeah, I don't care. It was a good, you know, good win for them.
Thank God Kevin Stefanski didn't want him to lose anymore.
They got to two wins. Well, he probably tried to sabotage
him. He did.
I don't know how this time, but he probably did.
He did everything he could for Shador
to sabotage himself. I'm just glad I'm not in Cleveland having to deal with any of this the whole time.
Yeah.
I've already done it with Vince and Reggie. Only these are bad Vince and Reggies. Dylan and Shador's the bad Vince and Reggie. We lived through that.
Yep.
And it lasted. You remember how it took over sports radio?
Yes.
It literally, we had such an incredible momentum at the station, and I legitimately feel like that time turned a lot of listeners off. I heard from people who said, y'all have got to talk about something other than Vince versus Reggie. And then after they drafted Mario Williams, it was just all Vince Young radio. Like, why didn't we draft Vince when Vince would play good Titans? Well, we just heard it nonstop, and it took over for 2 to 3 years, and that's what's going to happen to Cleveland Sports Radio, I'm sure. I mean, I have a good basketball team.
You feel fortunate, huh? Just wait. If CJ loses to the Colts, just wait for
Mills Radio?
Mills versus CJ.
Oh, yeah.
It won't last as long.
No,
but,
it won't.
But, yes, you're right.
Yeah, that,
it is
okay.
going to happen.
That's the start of what we got to talk about on the other side. Right here. But first, you're talking a little Zadig.
Yeah, Zadig Jewelers has a big watch event coming up December 5th and 6th where they're going to have some of the best watches from around the world are going to be all in one location at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It's a great chance for you to go in and get your Christmas shopping done or just browse and just see what, you know, you've heard me talk about it a lot, for a long time. The best jewelers and the best watchmakers around the country are there at one spot. I mean, that's a legitimate, when I tell you that, I mean, I really mean it. But with Zadig Jewelers, you're going to have a selection, the service. You are going to have unbelievable gift opportunities. They'll work with your budget to find something perfect for her. And they've got the all new Rolex that is out right now called the Sail GP Championship. The Sail GP Championship is waiting for you. So make sure you check that out. Location in Austin, of course, the mothership here in Houston. Whether it's tennis bracelets, diamond rings, earrings, pendants, necklaces, you can even have something custom designed just for your special someone. And boy, would that be something if you are the one who created a unique gift for her, with the help, obviously, of the professionals over at Zadok. Zadok Jewelers, ZADOK.com, Zadok.com, for all of your jewelry and gifting needs. It's Zadok.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. It is 7:18 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So how yesterday affected our Houston Texans? So let's just go through everything. The Bears beating the Steelers. Helpful. Helpful. The Steelers lose every game, beat it. If they lose every game, we don't care. Sorry, Dez. We don't give a rat's ass about your team. And it just helps our Houston Texans.
I would rather see the Steelers make it than the Ravens.
But guess what?
Realistically, it's not going to happen.
Guess what? Yeah. The Ravens have already taken over the division.
And the Ravens were awful. They were.
Yes.
The Ravens were terrible yesterday, but then they cranked it up in the third quarter.
Right.
It's the Jets. I mean, they're the worst team in football, right?
The Jets? Oh, yeah.
And then maybe the Ravens. I would not. The
Saints?
Who else?
The Saints?
Yeah. Raiders, Saints, and honestly,
the Jets are really bad too.
The Raiders are really bad. Jets, Saints, and Browns. Raiders. And Browns. But the Browns have a defense. They have an elite defense.
Yeah.
The Raiders just suck. The Jets just suck, and they traded away good players. And then the Saints are just, what a wasted pick on Tyler Shuck. I mean, you got to let him play and all that, like I say, with all rookie quarterbacks, but I already know how that's going to turn out.
They made Kirk Cousins look awesome yesterday, and that's not that easy. It's really not that easy. The Falcons beat the Saints. That doesn't affect our team. The Jags beat the Cardinals.
We don't love that.
No, we don't love that. Any Jags loss would be good.
Trevor's not good.
They're 7-4 now. But you know what? The Texans are just are 5-6. They got a split.
No, 6-5.
The Texans are 6-5. Rather, just one game back of them. So.
I was told it's a good thing that the Chiefs beat
the
Colts, because now we got a chance to pass the Colts and win the division. In theory, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be easier to beat the Chiefs once than the Colts twice.
Yes. Well, here's the week. This is it. Now I won't say that this is the most important game of the season. It is a huge game this season, but it's not the most important game because you've turned a leaf where you can now afford to lose a game or two.
You can only lose two games.
Yeah, but you can afford it now. You couldn't afford it at 3-6.
10 gives you a chance. It doesn't guarantee it, but I think 10 is what gets in the playoffs, but you may have to win a tiebreaker. That's a problem.
Yeah. You couldn't lose a game at 3-5 or 4-5 or 5-5. You needed to win those games. Now you can afford it. And in all likelihood, you don't beat the Colts. Now you beat the Colts and you're only one game back and you got a game on them.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden we got us a race.
Yeah, but you have to win this week.
Yes, yes, you have to
have that chance. You really can't afford to, like, yes, you can afford to lose this game, but you're still going to have to beat the Raiders. You have to beat Arizona, and both of those should be extraordinarily winnable. You need to beat the Colts once, or you have to beat then the Chargers and Chiefs. You have Chargers, Chiefs, Colts. You need to win two of those four games.
Yeah.
So if you win two of those four, which is definitely possible. Like, this game against Buffalo was a real potential linchpin game where it is changed. It is, I guess we're at 42% making the playoff chances. But I would say you do control your own destiny.
Actually.
You absolutely control your own destiny. You have four games against key opponents. The only reason it is against the Colts, like, I wish the Colts would have beaten the Chiefs. Because then you have, you know, it would have been better. And we'll get to that game because the Colts, Shane Steichen really blew that. I mean, this is the second or third time this year that the Colts have had a lead and decided, you know what we need to do? We need to put the ball in the hands of Daniel Jones and let him finish this game. Go make some plays, Daniel. And you got an MVP candidate right behind Daniel Jones mm-hmm. that you could hand the ball off to, and you don't do it. And you don't eat up clock. You decide, Daniel's going to make this happen. And then when you ask him to do too much, invariably bad things happen.
And they did. And they did. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes was still Patrick Mahomes, and still does Patrick Mahomes things.
He put the team on his back yesterday.
And he really did. And, you know, they're still – you wanted the Chiefs in the rearview mirror.
Yes.
I don't think there's any question about that. You got a chance to catch the Colts for the division, but it's an outside chance. You got to beat them twice. And that's a really good football team. But you do it this week, and you don't see them again until the last game of the season. It could come down to, like a couple of years ago, where that game decides the division and who's going to the playoffs. The Steelers losing was great. The Ravens have taken over first place, and the Steelers at 6-5 look like they're a team that is just on the precipice of disaster. So that's a good thing. You beat the Bills. They're just a game ahead of you. The Patriots are running away with that division. And looking, they didn't look great yesterday either, but they look like a solid football team that could be the number one seed. How about that? The Patriots have gone from doldrums to possibly the number one seed.
It's going to be hard to knock. And the Bengals gave them a pretty good battle, but you know what's impressive about them, John, is that they play pretty steady the whole game. Like, if you let off the gas, like the Bengals got a little lead, and then it was back and forth, and then the Bengals gave up a pick six. Now, Drake May had a pick six early.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had there was a lot of pick sixes yesterday. One in the Tampa game, but Drake May gave up a pick six, but then they got one back on Joe Flacco.
Did you see that throw? Joe Flacco, that guy, he's throwing out to the flat, and he pumps, he stares him down, and still decides to throw the ball. Marcus Jones like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for this.
I mean,
That wasn't Christian Harris making a play on a ball pick six.
No,
that was
no.
just like, I didn't even see him there.
His eyes took him to took the DB there. Then the pump fake took him there. And then the DB was like, I guess he's still going to throw this
and
football.
And then kind of falling back with a weak throw.
It allowed him to make a break. I was like, this is what? Okay, fine. Sure.
So you are, I mean, right in the hunt, bro. You are right there. And you're actually the 9 seed right now. You're right behind the Steelers, but the Steelers look like a sinking ship. They really look like a sinking ship.
And Mason Rudolph played well yesterday. He actually played really well. You know, they scored 28 for the Steelers.
21 points offensively. One was the TJ Watt sack.
That's right.
That broke his brother.
But they went down there and they did that game went exactly
record.
How
it was better than
go.
I thought.
They did exactly what's supposed to happen. The Bears are supposed to get down big and then the Bears come back in the second half.
That's
what happens in every single game for the Bears.
How about that? Bears are the 3 seed. The Rams look really, really good.
Defense was
man,
just...
and Matthew Stafford is the MVP lead right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Credit to Drake May for what he's doing, but watch Matthew Stafford play quarterback.
No,
right
Matthew
now.
No, it's better than Drake May, but Drake May, I mean, Drake May's probably going to be an all-pro this year.
The
usual suspects are not, you know, Josh Allen.
Well,
Josh Allen's a superman. Josh really doesn't
have 6 weeks left.
Josh Allen has almost no help right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, Keon Coleman's just an average guy anyway. Well, Coleman's not even in there anymore. He's been hurt. Dalton Kincaid wasn't. You know, we caught the Lions. The Rockets and Texans have had some – we've actually had some pretty good fortune in terms of catching teams without some of their best players.
First team All-Pros, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Right now, it's between Drake
Mahomes,
May. Allen.
And May.
And Danny Dimes?
No, May. Danny's starting to fall apart a little bit.
Don't knock Caleb Williams if the numbers.
Shut up. We're not doing this Caleb Williams
I'm
thing.
Just talking about what he's leading the division. What are you doing?
Fingernails.
So what?
They're not going to put a fingernail guy in the top three all pros. Yeah. The players aren't going to vote for fingernails.
I thought the AP voted for that.
Yeah, but still, what are the writers?
What do you mean? Yeah, but
the
still.
Writers know nothing.
Does the four picks take Sam Darnold out of the picture?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I don't know. Six games left, bro.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, no, you know what? You're right. There should be a group. There's a clump. There's still a clump.
Davis Mills. You know what? Caleb Williams might be right there in that.
Yeah, but Davis Mills has entered the chat, guys.
Don't forget Dak. I mean, the Cowboys saved their season yesterday.
Dak Prescott 100% is in that conversation. Dak has been terrific.
Yeah, he really has.
Yeah, you know what? That is a little more wide open than I realized. Although May has been talked about. Now, you got to win games too, but May's been talked about as a legitimate MVP candidate and is in one of the top three spots right now.
God, I don't want. Oh, my God. All the talk on ESPN besides Shador is going to be how bad the Eagles' offense is.
Hold on. Shador, Dak, and Jalen?
Oh, my God.
That's the big three of talk. And Caleb?
Yeah.
That's the big four of talking points on ESPN. Thank God that we don't have a YouTube TV
LeBron
subscription anymore.
LeBron came back? LeBron, yeah.
And the Lakers are good?
NFL talking points.
That doesn't matter. They'll somehow work LeBron in.
Yeah, they're the
two seed.
They
don't even talk as much about...
The Lakers are the two seed. They're working LeBron in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, LeBron will get worked in. They don't even talk as much about Patrick Mahomes anymore. It's just like, eh.
Old hat.
He doesn't
care. Hey, Oklahoma City is 17-1?
Yes.
What the hell?
The only game they lost is a Portland game where they literally didn't try. They didn't put... The only guy they put out in the
form... they did that?
Was Shea, I think. The only one who played in that game of any consequence was Shea.
That's what they did when I went to see him against Portland. I was handing envelopes to put to Chauncey.
I don't talk about that yet.
Okay.
It's not great.
And look what happened.
They lost by two
Sounds
points.
Sounds like the moves of a hacker.
In that one.
Just giving away envelopes to people.
They limited their minutes to some of their guys. Lou Dort didn't play. Yeah, and they lost by 2 points to Portland on the road. Second night of a back-to-back. And yet... 17-1. If they cared enough, they probably win that game.
It could be 18-0.
And 18-0.
18-0. All right. 713-780-3776. JT wants to talk college football. On the other side, you got anything that you want to talk about? We got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence coming up in 15 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got Craig DeSerf to talk about.
Yeah, Craig DeSerf has got the red tag sale going on right now. I definitely suggest going to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.com. And that's their website. And you can see everything that they've got. I didn't know that my Costco membership would actually save me money, but that is exactly what's happening right now. It's called the Costco Auto Program. If you're an executive member, you get $1,250 off, or you get $1,000 just for being a Costco non-executive member. So either $1,000 or $1,250 toward the purchase or lease of a 2026 Chevy Silverado pickup truck. But also, on top of that, you get $1,500 bonus cash plus $3,000 Texas residence. You can get that additional as well. So we're already up to like $4,250, and now I want to add to it 0% financing for well-qualified buyers. So this is an extraordinary offer for the Chevy Silverado pickup truck. It's a rugged, durable, good-looking vehicle. Obviously, the cargo load that you're looking for and the internal, the space inside, the cab space and is so nice. It's such a nice truck. I think you're going to love it. But it doesn't stop there. The red tag sale also covers 0% APR financing for 2026 Silverado 1500, as I mentioned, Equinox electric vehicles, the Trailblazer. So Chevy's got you hooked up with the red tag sale. And if you're looking for something beyond Chevy, they've got some great Black Friday deals going on with the GMC Terrain and Buick models as well with 0.9% APR financing. Just go to the website, Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC, to see all the great deals they have. No market adjustments, no addendums, and no dealer add-ons. It's Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, time for us to talk about Republic Boot Company. We are really excited about being there next month. We are heading over there, and we cannot be happier about what they're doing over at Republic Boot Company. Again, if you're in the market for anything rodeo, they just did the Thursday Night Football team. I mean, Thursday Night Football came here. The people there, they burned into their 1836 boots. They burned the Thursday Night Football logo into them. And boy, you thought that they had given them, you know, new life. How awesome it was. Listen, your company could use, and we're coming down to the wire here. You need to act. if you want to give your client something really cool, any kind of leather thing, and it doesn't have to be the boots. It could be leather bags. It could be backpacks. It could be whatever it is that you're looking for. They've got everything in stock and ready for you. Republic Boot Company is awesome. You're looking for the best way to get something to your clients or your employees this holiday season. It is awesome. And if you've never been there, it is like it's iconic here in Houston. Republic Boot Company. It's at Studewood and 11th Street. It's in the Heights. You can go and drink there. You can go watch music there. It's incredible. You could have your parties there. RepublicBootCompany.com. Tell them that you heard it right here.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. And, oh, wow, that's neat. An attaché that they put Thursday Night Football on? That's so cool. That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, and those boots had Thursday Night Football on? That's great. That Republic is awesome. Republic Boot Company. Make sure you get rodeo.
We're
going
to be there in mid-December.
Yeah.
We'll tell you a little bit more about
it.
We're going to be
at Golden Nugget. Yep. We're going to be there. We're going to be at Nick's place on the 22nd for our Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a busy, busy month this month.
If it doesn't go
or
to,
next month.
Unless it goes to 18 degrees.
Yeah, you know, we'll still be there. No,
I don't think it'll go to 18 degrees.
Well, but no, I don't think it'll go.
The odds are against it.
It's hard to get under 80 here. So I'm sure.
It felt really good yesterday. I woke up this morning like, what's this humidity? What the hell's going on here?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get JT in here. He wants to talk a little college football. What do you say, JT?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Before I start, John, Malibu Reg would like to invite you and the missus over for Thanksgiving. So give him a shout out. Rivalry week. Here we are. A year ago, I think A&M was 8-3. Now this year, UT's 8-3. I think Friday is going to go down, obviously. I'm kind of curious of what you guys' thoughts are. I think A&M goes in there and empties that crowd out pretty early. UT beats up on, you know, Ole Miss, not Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and now they're flipping out.
It wasn't really beat up on. They didn't really beat up on Mississippi State. It took an incredible set of circumstances to come back. Yeah, I mean, they beat up on Arkansas.
But fan-wise, they're like, we're back. We're in it. You know, we're in the playoff hunt. And it's the same thing against Kentucky. Arch is back. Now, Arch had a good game against Arkansas, but Arkansas's defense is absolutely atrocious.
They're terrible. They're terrible. You know, Arch has played better, though, JT. Arch has played better, though. It's a little more dangerous game.
Absolutely.
I was with you on this for a long time, and it's weird because Vegas has had Texas as the favorite the whole time, and now I think they're still – I see what the number is. It's probably out right now.
No, I saw 2.5, A&M, 2.5.
Well, that feels more like what it should be, honestly. It feels like what more it should be. But I don't know. The way Texas has played lately, it just makes me feel like this game is going to be a it's not quite. I don't know if A&M's just going to just put the foot.
It's probably the South Carolina.
It's probably the first half of the South Carolina game is working on my mind too a little bit.
Exactly.
A&M's
and
2.5.
You know, again, like I called earlier in the week. It's like I called earlier in the week. Everybody's so scared to jump on board with this A&M team, waiting for the rug to get pulled out. But like I told you, I think Elko's different. I think this team is built different. And I don't know if you guys watched it, but I think they're all geared up for this game. You know, Elko called them out and said, hey, this is what we've been waiting for all year. This is the game. It's time to put up, in other words. But I'm kind of curious what you guys' thoughts are. But like I said, I think A&M, when it comes to it, Texas folds against legitimate teams. I don't know how legitimate A&M is because, again, they haven't played the top-tier talent, but – what is the top-tier talent? Is Ole Miss the top-tier talent? Is Georgia? I think everyone's got flaws in their game. The only team that's been undefeated is A&M. But I think A&M clears it out second half. Elko's been masterful in the second half.
Mm-hmm. He really has.
Yeah, he has.
JT, we appreciate it. I was watching the game. You know, you feel like, man, why are you playing Stanford? Why? This is just a – you know what, though? you needed something, because look at the next games now. You got Texas, you got possibly the SEC championship game, and then you got the playoffs. I mean, it's good. What a road ahead. I don't know since we've been doing this show that it's ever been bigger. No, I know it. It's never been bigger for A&M. This is as big as it could possibly be. A&M has not been in a position like this ever. I mean, they had the season under Summey where they finished fourth, but they weren't a championship contender. This is a championship contending team now. And in, I mean, 1939, we're talking this, you know, the 98 team that won, you know, with Sir Parker, and they beat Kansas State and they won the Big 12. That was all fine and good. They went on the next their bowl game. They got their ass kicked by Ohio State, if I'm not mistaken. Was it in the Sugar Bowl or wherever it was?
Mm-hmm. Well, that game was a giant upset. Their win over K-State. A&M? Yeah, they weren't in a. They played spoiler to K-State's championship hopes, BCS title hopes. So no, that is a comp. Good win, obviously win the Big 12, but hey, nice job, go on and play in your bowl game. Yeah. This one is, we're talking national title.
Yeah, this is a place they've never been. This is the I saw Mike Elko talking to his team after the game and saying, you know, you're better than every other team. Any other, this is the best version of Texas A&M, and he's right. This is as good as it gets. This is as good as it gets. They've got a chance to do it all. Now you've got Texas, possibly Alabama, and then the playoff. And, you know, there was just a walkthrough, and it was nice. Get the win, get out of there. Hopefully no injuries. Everybody's fine. But, man, oh, man, oh, man, here we go. It doesn't get any bigger for Texas A&M. And so this, what a fun week this is going
to be. Yeah, but it doesn't get any bigger for Texas either. Because Texas, they still have hope. They have to, if they beat A&M, they are a 2.5-point dog at home. If they win, and if LSU beats Oklahoma, they're definitely in. Even if they don't, it will be interesting to see what the conversations.
Definitely in what?
I think they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If Oklahoma loses, they'll be the fifth SEC team.
That's probably correct.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be five SEC teams. Oklahoma's the fifth, right?
Alabama currently is the fifth.
And Oklahoma's the fourth?
They're ranked behind Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're ranked behind, but they're not leaving Alabama out. Alabama only has two losses.
Alabama, but the one of the losses is Oklahoma.
Alabama
is also going to be in the championship game.
And if they lose.
Unless they lose to Auburn, but they're not going to.
Yeah, they're not going to lose to Auburn. And if Oklahoma loses, I think Oklahoma's
now,
out.
Now, Alabama loses the championship game, they're probably out.
I mean, Alabama losing to Oklahoma was a massive. That was a kick in the teeth for Texas chances.
I don't know. Even if A&M, don't you bring up Vanderbilt? If Vanderbilt beats Tennessee?
Well, Vanderbilt lost to Texas, so but they would have two losses.
They'd have
Texas
two losses.
Would have three. Yeah. I don't think Texas beating A&M guarantees them a spot, even if Oklahoma
loses.
That is
loses. A top three team.
That's fine, but you have
and they're and they have a win over Vanderbilt, a win over Oklahoma.
Michigan beats Ohio State. Michigan stays ahead of them.
Yeah, but that's not happening.
They're not currently ahead of them right now.
Ahead of them
in the CFP.
Yeah.
I thought Michigan was like 18 coming into this week. What are they?
College football rankings?
They're 15?
Oh, no, that's the AP.
Yeah,
that's
what are they in the CFP?
I think they're behind Texas by one.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't. This is the. Yeah, this is the.
It'll be interesting. There's going to be some people pissed off. Like, for me, a three-team team should never make it, for me personally. But if the argument for. And that lets you know it's probably too many. It's 12's too many, but it's money, so whatever. But and they're trying not to get sued. But I don't think a three-team team should make it. If they are going to make it, it's going to be from the SEC, and they have to have big-time wins. And if you beat Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, and Texas A&M, those are really, really good wins. Your losses would be against, Ohio State, who's going to be the ones. Like, you can make a case for Texas. You can make a case for Vandy. You'd be able to make a case for Alabama if Alabama loses, although that loss to Florida State certainly is – not a good one now. It's getting worse and worse and worse by the week.
And they're keeping Norvell because they can't pay him and his staff to go and then pay a new staff. So, yeah.
Just get LSU to pay it.
Why?
Get the chicken strip guy to pay for everyone's buyout.
I don't think he's just going to pay for everyone's buyout.
They say the number I saw. So I got some intel on the – this weekend on the we'll talk about it on the other side. Lane is so – oh, yeah. Lane is so done, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, no. He may not
coach the Egg Bowl.
Well, he has to make – apparently Ole Miss, and then they come out over the weekend and say the decision will be made after the Egg Bowl. Like he's a recruit and he's got a decision day. Hey,
and then they got to kick him out and say you can't. You're out of the playoff.
The disaster for them is they lose the Egg Bowl and then he goes.
Yes,
and then they're out of the playoff.
Yes.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's next. So give us a call. What did you learn? You learned something this weekend from your family or from your whatever. What did you learn this weekend? You get one sentence to tell us. 713-780-3776. What did you do on Underdog this weekend?
Well, actually good on Friday, actually, because I knew that your boy Jokic would put on a show, so I went higher there. But, you know, we're talking about football now because this is Monday Night Football. And what are we doing right now? Well, on Monday Night Football, let me tell you about we have the ability to go higher or lower on the fantasy side. The fantasy side is what I'm talking about, where we can go higher or lower on the receiving yards, on touchdown passes, on sacks. Yes, it goes that on tackles, on rushing yards in the first half. They really expand the amount of stats that you can utilize to go higher or lower. So it's easy to kind of cherry pick and find ones that you think are going to be soft based on how you anticipate the game going. And that's what you do. You diagnose the game, you analyze the game, and then you make your high and low picks on Underdog Fantasy. It's easy. Download the app, Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you're going to get $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Lance. Underdog is where you can make picks and win money. It's very easy here in the state of Texas. Just download it today. Use promo code Lance and start piecing your picks together for Monday Night Football and win big money with Underdog.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Concern with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, listen. I was with Champion Energy. We don't have the house here anymore, but I was with Champion Energy for 17 years. I can tell you, it is the best. It just is. If you're going to try to save money, you want to get the electricity, you want the service, you want everything. champion.energy/1560. I mean, I don't know what else I can tell you. I know that you're probably paying more if you're not with Champion. So if you're not with Champion, why don't you go check it out? I love Champion because when my contract was up, they told me, hey, there's a better rate here. Well, who does that? No, the other companies just wanted you to keep at that rate for as long as possible till you notice and go, hey, wait a minute. Champion will send it to you and say, hey, lock in at a better rate. Because that's the way they do business. champion.energy/1560.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The board is full, so we got... As soon as somebody gets off, you get in, 713-780-3776. I'll start. Last week, my wife went to the Oscars, where Tom Cruise got a Lifetime Achievement Award. And
Wait.
Yeah, if you don't know about it, it happened.
Oscars?
Oscars. Oh. And he got a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Not the Academy Awards, something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Jennifer Lopez hit my wife in the face with her dress, and she apologized. That's my one sentence. That's her dress.
Stunning.
Slapped my wife in the face with it. Well, and I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I said, was she coming over anytime? Anyway, that's all. That's like at one sentence.
I can't. So many things I want to say, and I'm just not going to, even though the kids are out of school.
No, the kids are on their way now. The bad HISD kids probably have to go.
No, HISD kids are not going to school this week.
Well, the bad kids might have suspended.
No, bad kids aren't going when they have a week off.
Let's get Peter in here. Peter, what'd you learn this weekend?
Morning, morning, guys. I learned that going 11 for 20 for 209 and a pick and a touchdown apparently is an elite performance, so look out.
Yeah. That was that short?
Yeah, you just have to stay off social media. He did what he was supposed to do. He got to win.
Yeah.
He completed three. One pass was Isaiah Bond, 39. He had a 66-yard pass to Dylan Sampson, the running back. And, like, he had three passes that accounted for 65 or 70% of all of the yardage.
Yeah.
But whatever.
That's
his first start. I don't.
They won.
I mean, it is no quarterback in history other than Tim Tebow has had this much conversation for seemingly. I don't know. It's whatever. Yeah. It's taking up more time.
Who's next? It is going to be Tom. Tom, what'd you learn this weekend?
Good morning, gentlemen. I learned if you want to ruin your night out with your girlfriend, point out the wedding venue your friend had a wedding at while you drive by.
That ruins a whole mood, doesn't it? That's where your friends had their wedding? Oh, really? What about you having yours there? I'm not talking to you
so
anymore.
So he has a girlfriend now?
Yeah. So he just blew right through that.
Yeah, I guess.
Considering past calls, should he be at a point where his girlfriend is upset?
If she listens to the show, she would be very concerned.
Well, yeah. I mean, how long has he been with her? Why is she upset about that mention?
I think it's kind of new. She just doesn't
know
about.
So she should not be that upset, right, if it's that new.
It's got to be.
Unless Tom has had this girl for a while and is doing other stuff.
Well, then. Yeah, I mean, she should be more upset about that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the timeline.
She doesn't listen to this show, obviously.
No, the timeline would suggest, hey, what does our friend say?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
By the way. Yeah, by the way.
It's been 2 months. Relax.
Yeah. Slow down, woman. Unless it's been longer.
Then Tom has other things to explain, right. Yeah.
Who's next? It's Elliot. Elliot, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Morning, guys. I learned that being the only man in a group of 7 wine-drunk women is a fast track to losing brain cells.
Yeah. Why'd you get yourself?
That's a scenario.
I don't get in the middle of that.
It's not a great scenario for you.
No, you just go, sorry, Uber home.
I don't, how do I put this? There's some toxicity that's going to come from me right now.
Why would you want to be there?
Like, have you, Elliot, drunk or not drunk, have you been around a group of women? Yeah. Like when they get to start talking to each other, it is a foreign world. Why do you want to be a part of that?
Why were you?
Yeah.
Just bow out as soon as possible. Yeah, gotta go.
Even if you gotta be alone, let them have that. You don't want any part of that.
They don't want you there either. Anyway.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Tony, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that the turnout for a live remote may be impacted by the radio station's official social media account tweeting the wrong address 7 times that morning.
Sam said that was the address she was given. It was just, it needed an FM 529. That's what it needed.
You needed a lot. We had people there.
People showed up.
We kind of...
Multiple.
The whole time. I got the address that morning, and I'm supposed to be there.
Well, I've heard FM 529 at some point.
Yeah, but there's a couple on
during the week. I got lucky then.
Yeah. Who's next? Phil, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Pittsburgh is off the sports championship schneid when the Riverhounds won the USL championship on Saturday.
Who won?
The Riverhounds
won. The Pittsburgh Riverhounds won. They don't have to worry about championships
now. The Riverhounds.
Yep.
Nice, Pittsburgh.
They're
big ups,
off
Pittsburgh.
The schneid.
They're a second to... MLS is the top division. USL is the second division of U.S. soccer.
So it's second division U.S. soccer.
Well, I don't want our guess. If you go by Premier League, first division.
I know.
MLS top, USL right under.
Yeah, great.
Congratulations. Got wrecked by Wrexham.
Congratulations,
that's
River
right.
Dogs. River whatever.
River Hounds.
River whatever.
The Pittsburgh River Hounds.
River Rats. Nice job.
Hounds.
Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776.
Yeah, I learned that Peja Stojakovic has a son at Illinois who's more of a mid-range shooter than a three-point shooter.
Peja's son. went to Illinois. He's doing a hell of a job over there.
He didn't he start at Cal, I think? I think Paige's kid was at Cal at one point.
He played here in the McDonald's game.
Andrej Stojakovic.
Yeah, he played here. Remember a couple years
Stanford.
Ago? They had,
it was at Stanford.
He played here at the McDonald's game here.
Big 6'7", 205, having a good start to his year.
Yeah.
He, as you mentioned, Bryce Underwood does a good job at Illinois.
Yeah. Nice job. Daniel.
Where is Pager right now? They say he's an NBA executive.
Who?
Pager Stojakovic.
Is he? Daniel, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned this weekend that we still them boys.
Ah, Cowboys.
You ain't them boys. could Philadelphia have given it away? I mean,
listen to the man.
Oh,
they still them boys.
713-780-3776, open line, get in. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito Yi, el Lance Z, el Delvin
Cito. Gentlemen, good morning. Para tres.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. The ghost of all you might possess is ESPN 97.5 by Barry Warner.
I don't know what he said. It's still funny.
We signed Barry
Warner. Extra, extra. We read all about it.
We signed Barry Warner, he said?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. I don't know what it means, but it's something. Trust me, it's something. You know what I learned this week?
What'd you learn?
I count Fridays a weekend. That there was never, ever a warehouse.
No.
The boys in the warehouse. La Raza is a driver.
One sentence.
Okay. I learned from La Raza that your representation of his ethnicity and his work status has always been wrong.
Well, it seemed like there was a warehouse. That's why we did that.
There was a couple guys.
They used to call every Thursday and get on each
two
other.
Two guys who worked in a warehouse. Yeah. There was a
Remember the fat guy that couldn't get because the train stopped him from lunch?
Well, Pena, I don't know if it's the same Pena, but Pena would call in.
Right.
And always ask or talk about he was going to lunch, and Raheel started calling him Fat Boy because it was like 10 a.m. when he was going to lunch, something like that.
Hey.
He did. He called him
That's
Fat Boy.
Rude.
It was rude, but
it's rude.
Hey, Fat Boy. Well, yeah. He was pissed because he got stopped by the train.
Yeah, he was always being held up by a train to
there
go
was
to
never
go
a
get
warehouse.
Food.
There was never
Porky,
a
Porky, hog,
Two
bass.
Guys worked in a warehouse. He was a driver.
Yeah.
He's like, it wasn't the boys. Him and some other Lazy J are both drivers.
Right. But they all knew each other and were getting out. They were all throwing shade at each
throw
other.
Throw shade Thursday. They
That's what was. That was what. Yeah. That, what happened?
Throw shade at each other.
Yeah. Steve, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Kansas City shut down Jonathan Taylor.
You did learn that.
They did, and Steichen helped shut him down too.
Yeah, congratulations. Well, you know what? You shut down Jonathan Taylor, and now you got to depend totally on Danny Dimes.
You make Daniel Jones beat you if you're and then you pressure him, and that's what Spagnuolo did. Spagnuolo's is way too much for Daniel Jones. He's way too much. I watched that game I think most of us did. It was a national game, and man, the Colts they kept throwing the football. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Eat up clock. As soon as the Chiefs got the punt with 5.5. You know, they had like 5.5 minutes to go. You knew the game was over.
Yeah.
Like, all of us knew the game was over. We've seen this played out so many times. I knew that there would be no time left at all for the Colts to try to come back. There was no doubt. And that probably the Chiefs would go down and get the win. Now, they did go to overtime. But, of course, once the Colts got the ball first in overtime, and Tony Romo made a good point. Why are you taking the ball first when you are likely to punt on fourth down as opposed to you've got four downs to get a first down. If you know you need to score, then you use all four downs.
Yeah, right.
That was actually a good point. I'd never really thought about that. And I know it's been a point that's out there forever.
It was always take the ball first. Now it's not.
You want to know what you need.
That's right. And same in college football. You want to know, this is not what I want. I need to know what I need to do. 713-780-3776. Our final caller is Anthony. What'd you learn this weekend, Anthony?
Hey, I learned that even sports talk radio stations are susceptible to hacking.
Yes.
Yeah, we learned that. Really?
We learned that, too. We learned that, too. We thought we were immune, but apparently we weren't.
I thought our security was impenetrable. I was proven wrong.
I'm not really sure why you thought that.
Well, because I had seen us never. I had not seen us be hacked before, so I just assumed.
We've had technical issues.
I said security. I didn't say technical issues.
Well, that's a technical
We had never
thing.
Been hacked before, so all I knew was, can't get us, and then we got.
I never thought that you couldn't get us.
Well, because you don't have a high.
I just thought, why would you try to get us?
You don't believe in the station. That's why. I believe
no,
in the
I
station.
No, I believe in hackers can get anybody.
Well, I believe in our security.
But I dare you to. I dare you to taunt, Anonymous. Me. Go taunt Anonymous saying, I bet you can't get into my Twitter.
Why would I
go
taunt? Why would I taunt anyone?
Exactly, because you know not, they'll get in. No, I know hackers can go wherever they
want. I'm not taunting anyone. I just thought we had it squared away. It turns out they're better than us.
Yeah, always were. Hackers are better than everybody.
Hackers are the best. They're the best people.
No, that's different
they're
than good, saying they're better than
I don't
than
want any smoke
they're
with any
better
hackers.
Than everyone.
Don't say they're the best.
They're the best people.
They're the best at their, and it's not their job. It's the best at their hobby.
Craft?
Yeah. Craft, yeah.
Yeah.
They're hackers tend to win.
They do. They beat us yesterday, that's for sure.
How do you think
801?
How do you think the nude? How do you think the Ray J video and the Ray J and Kim Kardashian video got
Mom? Is Kris Jenner a hacker?
Kris Jenner hacked Kim Kardashian's camera that she had set
did
up.
Did she?
All right. Congratulations. Well done again, people. You guys are great. What did you learn this weekend on One Sentence on Mondays? Congratulations. But you know who else is great? Tacarisa around us.
Yeah. We were there, had great breakfast. Good. John got the huevos divorciados, which is, it had, I don't know, refried beans and I think potato. I can't remember if it had potatoes on there.
It had steak.
Oh, it had steak. That's right.
And two over easy eggs.
One was
with chili, red chili, and one
green
with green
sauce and red sauce. Yeah, that's the divorced eggs, separate eggs. So that's what that means. That's a classic Mexican breakfast. I had one with chorizo and eggs. It was delicious. It was really, really good. It was a hearty breakfast. I was going to do the breakfast tacos, but I've had them before. I wanted something else. And it was cool seeing all those people come in. You had firefighters come in there from that area and just got down with a big breakfast. You can do a big breakfast. You can do breakfast tacos to go. You can do tamales. And I highly recommend that you get those tamales ordered and going for your holiday parties. I don't care if you want to do it for Thanksgiving. You can do it there. Of course, we kind of have a tradition in the state. A lot of people will do tamales for Christmas parties, for example. And the place to go, Arandas Bakery or Taquerias Arandas. Of course, they've got lunch, they've got breakfast, they've got dinner, they've got all your favorite sporting events. But they've also got some delicious tamales that are waiting for you, hot, prepared, ready to eat now, or you can even freeze them if you want to, however you want to do it. They just want to make sure they provide you the best tamales with a nice masa to meat ratio. That's very, very important to me. And Arandas does it right. It's Taquerias Arandas, locations all over the surrounding areas of Houston and the Arandas Bakery to get your tamales today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.